Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Tradcuck seem to think that if you're listening to Andrew Tate, you're listening to a retard. Tate has multiple children with multiple mothers. He just doesn't live with any of them and instead lives with his brother and friends, because living with women and children lowers a man's testosterone. And he's not wrong. He's a man going his own way. No cohabitation with women and no marriage. I stand with his values more than I stand with the values of the so-called right. They would turn men into slaves to their own wives. Up next, back in the 1950s and 60s, flying on an airplane was a great experience. Even in the 1980s when I was a child, the meals and hospitality were great. Today you're lucky to get half a can of Coke and some shiny yet stale pretzels. Then again, maybe we should do a fair comparison between first class in the 1950s and first class today, and not simply steerage. Here's what the meals look like today, which is comparable to back in the day. But first class is overpriced today compared to back then. Number 3, why is it that women end 71% of kids out there, and yet women are the ones that get custody more often than men do? They often do this to get back at the Chad that left them by ending his children to cause him pain. But don't you dare bring this up or people will call you a misogynist. Imagine what percentage it is when you also add abortion. This is also back in 2001 to 2006. Imagine how much higher it is today. Seems like women are more dangerous to kids than men are. Yet men are more often vilified. Moving on, this woman says that she's too pretty to work. That's fine and good, but who's going to pay to support her? Maybe the taxpayers will pay for this mid to live. Either that or lonely fool simps. She probably figures why work when she can be at home cooking, cleaning, and taking care of a family. But what rich Chad is going to want to settle down with the average-looking woman that feels entitled to his wealth and to not have to work? She's a 7 with fake up and 5 without. Number 5, you got $1 million if you survive here for a year. Which supplies would you pick? I'd choose B because it comes with a pot which allows you to boil clean drinking water and matches to start a fire, as well as a spear to catch fish and an axe to cut down wood to help you make shelter. I'd bet that most women would choose A because they'd get a nice tarp to make a tent with. If you want to live a month, choose A. If you want to live the whole year, then choose B. Up next, a new study says that racism and sexism keeps black moms from losing their pregnancy weight. It's never women's fault, even when they eat too much. They'll probably blame it on food deserts and how white people close stores in black neighborhoods and prevent them from shoplifting for the stuff that they need to survive. I think they misspelled laziness and entitled as the word sexism. In reality, it was McDonald's and TikTok keeping them from losing weight. Number 7, speaking of 71% of women ending their babies, this immature teen mom broke her baby's ribs and caused bleeding on the brain, and she was still spared jail in the UK. In court, she cried and clutched a blue teddy bear, and apparently that was enough for the judge to feel sympathy for her. First, she vilified her ex, saying that it was his fault, but later accepted that she was responsible. They forced her to take accountability, and that's probably why she cried, because she lied. Moving on, this woman died recently from an unknown cause. Maybe she ate too much. Obesity is such a terrible disease, don't you think? But seriously, I bet that bowl of greens lasted a whole week. Only humans are dumb enough to die of starvation when there's literally food lining up at the grocery stores for you to eat it. Maybe she also went hiking down to the rim of the Grand Canyon and a strong wind blew her into it. Nothing says healthy like looking like a chemotherapy patient with AIDS. Number 9, Pokemoni says that you need to stop sexualizing people without their consent. Someone asks her, how do you get proper consent? Divine Daisy says to ask her if you may fantasize about her body and or drain your lizard while thinking about her. But if you asked a woman those things, she would probably get you into trouble for sexual harassment because you're being a creep. This is ironic because Pokemoni is an OFE whore who sexualizes herself. She's okay with men sexualizing her as long as they pay her. Up next, here's what it looked like when the Moors ruled Russia. We was Tsars and Sheet. AI art is a godsend for those associated with We Wuzzery. I thought that the Black Russian was a drink. I didn't realize this is a real thing. Sorry for my racist ignorance. But seriously, giving the We Was Kings crown access to AI is like giving them a wheel. Here's how the actual Moors used to look. Do they look sub-Saharan to you? Number 11, a woman tried to take a selfie with a shark and lost both hands. But what I want to know is the phone and the pictures on it still in one piece. I guess maybe she should have picked a bear instead for a selfie. But since her ovaries are still intact, and she can still clap like a constipated seal in bed with her stumps, that means not all is lost. You only get a Darwin Award if you can no longer procreate. Also, no more phone use for her, which is the best part. Moving on, here is how it started and here's how it's going. This 42-year-old child-free woman doesn't have to pay for a babysitter, so she can go to the bar on Thanksgiving. And when she turned 43, she woke up with baby rabies and wants to get going making a kid as quickly as possible. It's too bad because she has no eggs. Empty egg carton. Also, she's too old for any good man to want her, and now she can die alone in the corner with her cats to keep her company. Number 13, here's the first Miss Universe pageant in 1952. And do you notice anything? Yeah, lack of fat and no diversity. No penises either. Plus, they're actually kind of attractive. Plus, back then, this is what passed as a sexy bikini. Also, why the hell is Indiana there? I don't remember it being a sovereign country when I took geography. How do I ask permission to sexualize these women? I'm being turned on by women long since dead. Unless they're in their late 90s. Up next, what do you think Little Ice here is up to now that it's 30 years later? He was willing to die for his gang back then. What is he doing now? I wouldn't be surprised if he's a cop. Either that or he now goes by the name Kyle Steubendorf and he works as a financial officer at a major securities firm. So he's technically still a criminal. He's just breaking the law in a way that won't get him into any real trouble. Number 15, here are the roles that men and women play in the household. Men are more likely to do laundry, clean the house, and take care of the kids, yet women are the ones complaining that men aren't doing enough. They'll call you a misogynist if you complain about doing more than 50% these days. Men work more hours and then they come home and do more housework, and this proves it. Yet women will never admit to it. This is why you need to go your own way. Moving on, don't call yourself a 90s kid if you don't know what this is. When I first saw this, I thought of Star Trek The Next Generation, and the episode The Descent, and I totally forgot that it was also in Power Rangers as well. I did watch Power Rangers as a teenager in the 90s, because that pink ranger was perfect for fap and material, before we had easy access to spicy content. It's in Comifornia and called the Bardis Barden House of the Book, and now I have to visit it. It was also used as Camp Kittimer in Star Trek The Undiscovered Country. Number 17, this woman put the whole bottom end of the wine bottle into her mouth. And just look at the face and the guy in the background. Looks like bro finally found his match. Looks like judging by her actions and her weight, she's got some experience with the blacks. Black stallions, that is. But I'm not impressed. What would be really amazing is if she could shove the entire bottle down her throat. Maybe that's how Heath Ledger's Joker got those scars. Trying to pull that off. Up next, who would win? Bonnie Blue or 100 gorillas? I think they either run out of energy first or die from AIDS. Her cooch is undefeated. But we better not be putting stuff like this out there, otherwise we might just give her some ideas. But it's illegal. You know that if she can monetize it, she would. A better question to ask is who would win, a gorilla or Greta? By the looks of Greta, holding up that cigarette, it looks like both of them won. Number 19, what are some things that are normal in the 1980s, but are socially unacceptable today? Drinking and driving, of course. Also drinking and smoking at work, or smoking on an airplane, or just about everywhere. I remember coming home from nightclubs in the 90s and smelling like a chimney. Maybe we should bring back smoking to help women control their appetites. Women were thinner when they used to smoke because it would suppress their hunger. Moving on, what the hell is going on here? What's this handicapped man doing with these two women at a gas station? Turd-flinging monkey says that bro's just flexing with some extra chromosome. He definitely looks like he's down with the syndrome. It looks like he's in Thailand and those ladies might have balls. He just doesn't know it yet. Then again, this just could be Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys without his glasses. Number 21, this 31-year-old Connecticut lunch lady was arrested for having sex with a 14-year-old boy and sending him nudes. Based on how easy she is on the eyes, I don't think he suffered much. Are women really that stupid thinking they'll get away with this even after sending evidence on their phones? If I was a 14-year-old boy and I wanted to sleep with a teacher, I would tell her that if she didn't sleep with me, I would report her for sleeping with me. These days, the school board would be more likely to side with me. Up next, this is Robert De Niro's 29-year-old son-turned-daughter. De Niro went from being the godfather to the trans father. The percentage of Hollywood kids turning trans is statistically impossible. You know, they're being groomed and probably passed around by Harvey Weinstein's replacements. I guess we now know why De Niro has a deep hatred towards Trump and what caused it. Here's De Niro enjoying a refreshing Bud Light with his daughter, and he's still wearing those ridiculous platform shoes and has a complex about his height. Number 23, this woman comes clean that she doesn't really want to fight climate change, and what she really wants is communism. But the question is, why do women want communism this bad? Women have never been able to do the work to build and maintain civilization, and they've always been dependent on males. But us single males keep most of the surplus for ourselves, so the best way to get that resource is to get the state to take those things from us and give them to women. Moving on, here's another woman that got caught having sex with a 15-year-old. This time it was her 15-year-old stepson, and the father caught them doing the hokey poke me. First it was teachers, and then nurses, and lunch ladies. Now it's stepmoms too. Why are women suddenly smashing young teenage guys? In this case, wasn't it nice of the son to do that to his dad? It probably made quite the Father's Day gift. Is any young guy safer from older women these days? Number 25 and the last one, which do you prefer? The blonde or the goth girl? It's a trick question because she's the same girl with a different wrapper. Most guys don't realize that women take on different identities the way children dress up for Halloween to attract a man. When men go fishing, we bring a tackle box. When women want to attract a man, their tackle box is their closet and the hair and makeup they do. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.